5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Russia. A number of meetings between heads of state over the last 48 hours as they try to make it appear anyway that they're actually trying to defuse the situation between NATO and Russia over Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron met with Vladimir Putin in Moscow Monday, part of a high-level diplomatic effort, so-called, to defuse the situation. Kremlin said it didn't expect any major breakthroughs at that meeting. Today, Tuesday, Macron is in Ukraine meeting with President Vladimir Zelensky in Kyiv. Now, President Biden on Monday in Washington met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Biden trying to pressure Germany into sending weapons to Ukraine, something that Scholz has so far refused to do. Topic number 4, Joe Rogan. Kind of stayed out of this situation because it's Rogan's mess that he's made by taking the golden ticket, really, signing a very lucrative deal with Spotify to host his podcast, which is the most popular podcast on planet Earth. Spotify has come under pressure because of Rogan's guests. He's had a number of guests who are not politically correct, and because of a number of his statements regarding COVID-19 that don't follow the orthodox official line. Not least of which, of course, was his public declaration that ivermectin helped him recover from his COVID infection. Well, Spotify, as you know, has come under pressure. Music artists like Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, demanding that Spotify remove Rogan or remove their music catalogs. Even Prince Harry and Meghan Markle weighing in, they discovered that nobody really cared if Spotify removes their podcast. But Spotify said that they will not be silencing Joe Rogan after a video compilation of Rogan last week surfaced showing him repeatedly using the N-word. Now, not going to defend what Joe Rogan said, but these are old clips taken from a long time ago and devoid of context. Sharon and I have some personal experience of what it's like when a video compilation of things that you said taken out of context are shared on social media. Well, Rogan issued an apology for the video and said that it wasn't acceptable, looked really bad even to him. But this will not save him. And again, I want to say this again very clearly because I want to make it obvious that this should not be taken out of context. And I'm looking at you, friendly atheist. Rogan, I am not defending what he said. But the fact that he's apologized for it will not save him. Because when the woke mob comes for you, your apology is, in their minds, proof that they're right, and they double down on their efforts to get you removed. And so the gesture of support, the words of support from Spotify's CEO for Joe Rogan, sounds a lot like when the general manager of a losing baseball team says, "We stand behind our manager 100%, and then 2 weeks later he's gone. That's kind of where Rogan is at right now. And here's the bottom line. If you take the golden ticket, you're only allowed to stay on the ride as long as you parrot the official line. For whatever is false, Joe Rogan thinks for himself, is willing to entertain ideas from all sides of the spectrum, but that's not allowed. You take the golden ticket, you are locked into parroting the official line. We as Christians should be very much aware of this. Now, I'm not saying that we should refuse to apologize when we actually offend someone, but just remember, as Jesus warned us, woe unto you when the world speaks well of you. Take the golden ticket, you're in the wrong line. Topic number 3, Ottawa truckers. Apparently, things are just too jovial for the mayor of Ottawa, who actually said this in an interview with Canadian television. It's disturbing when you see the protest turning into what looks like some kind of fun carnival, where they've got bouncy castles and hot tubs and saunas. So, not violent enough? I mean, would you rather the protest be more like what they saw in Portland and Seattle and in Minneapolis over the last couple of years? I'm sure that's not what he meant, but it sure came out that way. Well, you probably know by now that on Friday, the crowdfunding website GoFundMe stopped the campaign by the Freedom Convoy. After it had raised over $10 million, GoFundMe just stopped the campaign, seized the money, and announced that because they'd been told the protest had turned violent, you know, with bouncy castles and hot tubs, that they were going to take the money. They would refund it if anyone asked, but otherwise they would take the rest of the money and distribute it to approved charities. no doubt charities like Planned Parenthood, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and so forth. Well, the Twitterverse, social media, basically went mental. And I can understand why. My reaction when I read the story was they just stole $9 million. And there were others on social media who said as much. Ezra Levant of Rebel News in Canada said that this was stealing the money. Well, a few hours later, about 2 a.m. Eastern time, Saturday morning, GoFundMe released another statement, quote, due to donor feedback, we are simplifying the process and automatically refunding donations, end quote. They got more blowback than they expected. But the audacity that the leftists in San Francisco who control GoFundMe thought that they could somehow just appropriate $9 million should be a wake-up call. If you need to crowdfund something to cover expenses, medical, whatever, don't use GoFundMe. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced on Saturday that his state attorney general will launch an investigation into GoFundMe's operations. A Christian crowdfunding site called GiveSendGo opened a new campaign for the convoy, raised about $1.1 million before it was taken offline. The whole site, by a directed denial of service attack, it is back online now, and as of noon Monday, had raised about $4.7 million for the Freedom Convoy. Now, again, as with Joe Rogan, it is hard to believe that all of this fuss is about misinformation or holding unacceptable views, to use Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's terminology, about a virus with an infection fatality rate that is about equal to a really bad strain of the seasonal flu. If you dare go against the technocratic overlords, you will be deplatformed. But it's not about health. That's the bottom line here. That's the reason for this. It's really not about health. It's about control, which leads to topic number two, which is climate change. Just look at the World Economic Forum's website. As the number of COVID cases fall, as we can see here, is down like 60% over the last week or two. The narrative around COVID is collapsing. The need for masks and mandates is collapsing. As of last Wednesday, in fact, here in the United States, American hospitals no longer required to report daily coronavirus death counts to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So, just as the World Economic Forum telegraphs on its website, COVID narrative collapses, they go back to climate change. So they get us clamoring for a global government to tell us what to do and how we should live now. Well, they're demanding a tax on meat. Technocrats in Germany, environmental economists, demanding a tax on meat to make it more than 50% more expensive. They are asserting that livestock is responsible for 13% of greenhouse gas emissions around the world. So researchers from TU Berlin's chair of Turlingen University's Berlin's chair of sustainable use of natural resources, they're demanding limitations on meat consumption in order to attain greenhouse gas neutrality. Never mind that a tax like this would primarily impact the poor who are already suffering from the effects of inflation caused by all of the coronavirus stimulus money that's been injected into the world economies. The bottom line is they want to get us to stop eating meat and turn to alternate sources of protein. The bottom line is sustainable protein is the wave of the future. They want to get us eating insects, eating bugs. And just in case you think I'm kidding, several headlines from the World Economic Forum's website. Why we might be eating insects soon. Why we need to give insects the role they deserve in our food systems. And burgers, bugs, and the shift to new way of eating. That's what they want. You know, it's a good thing that those millions of bison that roamed the American prairies back in the 19th century didn't emit any methane, if you know what I mean. It's not about climate. It's not about health. It's about control. Hashtag Great Reset. Coming up, Darwin stole Darwinism. That's next on 5 and 10.
With the forces of light and dark lining up for battle, it is time for the warriors of God to realize that we are at war. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Armageddon Collection. When you order Colonel David Jamona and Troy Anderson's new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new never-before-released companion DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, and the two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. With decades of personal military experience on the battlefield, as well as the supernatural realm, U.S. Army Colonel David Jamona and Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson will equip believers like you to be battle-ready for the days ahead. Their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is an end-times training manual that will teach you how to counter the darkness of approaching evil forces, operate on a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles, prepare for the intersection of biblical prophecy and real-time world events, develop your spiritual gifts to walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. You'll also receive the two-disc DVD, The Final Countdown. Now you can sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment, plus his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien savior, and the evil gene and Lucifer effect. Also included on Disc 2, Allie Anderson Henson and Donna Howell present shocking information on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feasts connected to the First Advent and Second Coming of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer is the brand new unreleased DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, where Colonel David Jamona preaches a fiery sermon on counting the costs to become an end-time soldier of God. This amazing DVD also includes a special interview featuring Troy Anderson as he sits one-on-one with the Colonel as they discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and how to be strong and courageous in these trying times. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So become fully equipped and trained in the weapons of spiritual warfare. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and prepare you and your family for the coming days of tribulation. This collection is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Armageddon Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, Darwin did not invent the theory of evolution. A new book claims to have found evidence that Darwin stole his theory. This is written by an experienced criminologist arguing that there are overwhelming similarities between Darwin's work on the origin of species and an earlier work published by a naturalist named Patrick Matthew. Dr. Mike Sutton, whose book Science Fraud, Darwin's Plagiarism of Patrick Matthew's Theory, published, coming out this coming Saturday. He says, quote, "This is the biggest science fraud in history," end quote. Well, yes, the theory of evolution is fraudulent, but now it's doubly fraudulent because, according to Sutton, the similarities between key phrases and explanations used by Darwin and the earlier work by Matthew are clear evidence, and the final nail in the coffin, a letter from Charles Darwin's wife to Matthew, admitting that evolution was Matthew's original child, but that Darwin had nurtured it like his own. And by the way, I know you may have heard that Darwin recanted on his deathbed. There's no evidence, sadly, no evidence that that is true. SkyWatch TV's magazine, because of supply chain disruptions and the cost of paper, is now SkyWatch TV's e-magazine. It is digital. It's an enhanced PDF document. You can read it on your... most web browsers have a PDF reader built in, but Adobe Acrobat Reader will also read it. But it's got links inside, so you can move around inside the document more easily. And it is available right now for free. The new February issue just released. It's in the right-hand column at the website, skywatchtv.com, which has a new header banner, by the way, featuring Joe Horn, and at the bottom, the four programs from SkyWatch TV, each linked to the archives for those shows. So if you want to go back and watch old programs, just click the link at the bottom of the banner there. And then in the right-hand column down below, you'll find a link to the SkyWatch TV e-magazine downloaded, or you can just point the camera on your smartphone or tablet to the QR code on the screen. That'll take you, bring up a little link there that you tap, and it'll take you right to it for your mobile device. SkyWatch TV's e-magazine, available now, free, skywatchtv.com, or through the QR code on your screen. During the month of February, our gift to you, our thank you for your gift to us, the groundbreaking book, Dead Pets Don't Lie, and the video of the four programs that accompanied it, which were broadcast back in, my goodness, was it 2015 already? But This information is critical to you. If you have a dog or cat, a pet, you want to know what's in their food because it's probably not what you think. And you set the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your gift of any amount during the month of February, we'll send you Dead Pets Don't Lie as our thank you for your support, because we cannot do what we do without your support. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or go to the Skywatch TV store, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. And thank you. SkywatchFilms.com is where we host all of the groundbreaking documentaries produced by our new film division, including the latest, The Great Delusion, the UFO disclosure movement exposed by Josh Peck, featuring interviews with, Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, and some brothers have been called home to be with the Lord, like Russ Dizdar, Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, and more. Don't miss that. It's available right now in full HD for just $2.95 for a 7-day rental. In fact, most of the documentaries at the website available for just $2.95. You can also purchase unlimited access, but you can find out more, get instant access in full HD to stream these documentary films from SkywatchFilms.com, SkywatchFilms.com. Our Israel tour, we backed it up till next March, praying for some clarity on the travel issues. Again, as the COVID situation begins to wind down and turn from a pandemic to endemic, meaning we'll just always have it with us. March 19th through 30th of 2023, the new dates, Sharon and I planning to be in the Holy Land, and we pray you'll be there with us, along with our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat joining us as well. It is a tour of Israel like no others. Most don't go to places like Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, much less Gilgal, Rephaim, but they're on our tour. And of course, we'll see Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, and much, much more. Find out more online. We've got a sample itinerary, a breakdown of costs, and a place for you to reserve your spot for the Skywatch TV 2023 Tour of Israel, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. And by the way, we'll be telling you very soon about a fall tour of Turkey very soon, which will include the Churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, and more. Be watching for that. This week on Skywatch TV, we talked to Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson, authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon. How do we deal with the fog of war when we're talking about spiritual warfare? That's the subject this week as they discuss their book with Tom Horn, Joe Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team, our broadcast schedule for the weekly broadcast program, plus our other three broadcast shows, actually four broadcast shows, Simply His, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all at skywatchtv.com/channels. The Bible's Greatest Mysteries this week, by the way, don't miss it. First of four programs with Dr. Doug Petrovich about his new book, The Origins of the Hebrews, Hard Evidence for Israel in Egypt. The Israelites' sojourn in Egypt. Yes, there are references to biblical characters in Egyptian texts, and we talk about that on the Bible's Greatest Mysteries this week. Of course, you could download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. That, along with Roku or Apple TV, a way to get all of our video content right to you. And the benefit of the mobile app is you also get news the mainstream media overlooks, a calendar of our upcoming events, and for the next week or two, next 2 weeks actually, free excerpts from my book, The Second Coming of Saturn. We're almost through the entire book, so the rest of it, you'll find the whole archive of the articles excerpted from the book at skywatchtv.com, but the mobile app gets you all of that stuff. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and to make things easy, we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.